Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got a very special event that is happening this Saturday, if you're lucky enough to have tickets, but we're going to talk all about it. We've got Kelly McIntosh here with Stratford Perth Museum, along with actor and playwright Ron Kennell. Something very interesting is happening at Stratford Perth Museum. Welcome to both of you. Good morning.
Thank you, Jamie.
Hello. Hi, Jamie.
Ron, let's talk about The Charms of Vera McNichol. The devil's in the details, shall we say. What's this all about?
Well, I approach this as a seeker, Jamie. I, too, am looking for answers. Part of the investigation that I've gone through on this play is realizing that my grandmother visited Vera McNichol years ago, and she often told the story of the charmer. And she actually went a couple of times, my grandmother, once to cure a bloody nose that she had and once to cure my father of insomnia. And to cure my father of insomnia, apparently he hadn't slept for a week. She tied strings around his fingers and said prayers as she rolled the strings off each of his fingers. And by the time she was finished, he was asleep on the table. And that was enough to convince my grandmother, who was a very Christian woman, that the charmer actually has her charms. And of course, everything Vera did was in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So it is a remarkable story that just intrigued me, and it has only become more intriguing as time has gone on.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely fascinating. So we've got a get-together happening on Saturday, is that right?
That's right, Saturday at 2. We've invited people to come, and the response has been really overwhelming, to share their stories with us of visiting Vera, maybe with their mother or grandmother or a friend. And just so I can have a little bit more of a connection with the community that Vera served. And, you know, I think that's a really important element of this story is we are in service. I am in service of telling this story in a way that shows Vera and it praises her and also shows the skepticism that some people still have about whether her visions or anyone's visions for that matter are true. And how they come about it. Vera's are very well documented, of course, through any of the things that happened to her as a child that she wrote in all of her beautiful autobiographies and in some of the great art that she made and left behind her legacy of poetry, which is quite compelling. There's one poem about George Washington that I happened to read yesterday that was just fascinating on Inauguration Day. And it speaks of George Washington being in his office and these figures appearing to him and showing them the three ages of America. And it is mind-blowing to have read it yesterday on the heels of that inauguration. It's like she was prescient. It's like she was seeing into the future and telling me to read it now. It was really, really remarkable.
So this is going to be sort of an interactive thing on Saturday.
It is. We're hoping that people will bring their stories and their elements that they were left or poems that they were written to by Vera, and so that they'll come and share them with us. We will also have my friend Jacob, who is an actor and paranormal investigator, is going to be there, and we're going to try to capture some EVPs. So,
and EVPs are?
They are sounds that we cannot hear with our own ears, but may be picked up electronically through the air. We've had a couple of sessions of ghost hunting in Stratford at the Normal School and at the Revival House, and we've got a couple more up our sleeve, and this one we're going to be using it as an opportunity during the Vera McNichol sharing to see if we can capture any sort of otherworldly messages.
Okay, and this is connected with Blythe Festival. You're working on a bigger piece or something like that?
It is part of a bigger piece. I will also share some of what I have written for Blythe Festival. Gratefully, I was granted a recommender grant in 2019. So the play has been around for a while, and I realized that I have to update some of the things in the play. It was a very exciting thing for me to be granted the recommender grant and to have Gil and Severn support this and hopefully bring it to the stage at some point in the near future. So I have a structure. I'm not suggesting that I don't have enough material, but I will be grateful for any material that comes forward that helps put the finishing touches on my script.
Okay, so that's it for this Saturday. This is completely sold out, or it's. Are there more being planned? Because I understand response to this has just been overwhelming, and a big smile on Kelly's face here.
Yeah, so we have at least 300 people who would love to come to the museum and be part of the community sharing. So yes, it's sold out, but we are working away in the background for two more events. We thought about renting a hall or getting a larger venue, but you know, the museum comfortably seats about 70 people, and we wanted to maintain a couple of things, like how would Vera have liked this done? So we're not charging a big ticket, only the price of admission, because Vera did things by donation. And we've got a couple of other things up our sleeve for that, as well as we're going to have a little bit of a pop-up exhibit. And like Ron said, we want people to bring things. So that being said, it is killing me to not being able to service everyone in the community. But I want to reassure everyone, you know, from the moment the museum first had a community conversation about Vera McNichol back in, I think it was 2017 or 2018, okay, as part of a series called Strong Female Lead. That's when we at the museum knew this was really a story that the community has an absolute need. Like, I've done a lot of stories about community stories that need to be told, you know, through my work as a Canadian theater person. I've never experienced anything like this. Like, I called Ron, I sent him a screenshot yesterday where just the social media engagement of the one post where we said, whoa, you guys, like, we're sold out, but we're working to get more events. We're 46,000 views on that.
Wow.
So Vera is officially, like, maybe surpassing Justin Bieber in terms of, like, no, but I mean, and the emails I'm getting, please put me on the waiting list. They, each and every one has a recollection, a connection, a story. It's so beautiful. So I promise you, we are not going to stop. We're going to support Ron in giving him what I know and I've experienced, which is, you know, you can be working on a story, you work on a play. It's a very lonely endeavor, and when you come across something that really is on the pulse of what people care about, they need to talk about it. I just can't wait to see what this does to Ron, because I know, Ron, you're feeling pressure to make this event great and have this great play, but the love from the community is going to fill you and this play, and it's so wonderful on so many levels. So I want to reassure everybody, we're hoping to plan in the future an exhibit, possibly a podcast, other ways of talking about it. Vera is in the house, and the universal signs are clear that we need to honor this woman's incredible legacy.
Fantastic. Let's get Ron back in on the conversation. Ron, this must make you feel pretty good. My goodness.
It does make me feel pretty good. You know, being raised here, it's in my blood. I feel it. I feel it every time I go down the highway towards Goderich. That's where my family landed on my grandmother's side. I feel it when I go past Tavistock. My great-great-grandfather was a settler in Oxford County in East Zora. And so I know that I'm surrounded by people who lived here, who I was related to. Part of that is the equation that figures into Vera and wanting to get it right for that, for its history, for its simplicity too. Vera's poetry, while very complex in its themes, it comes off as very simple. And I think sometimes we can limit the scope of what we think that means, or call it primitive art. But the truth is, she was bringing something, if it was only love, to people. The thing that they needed, she was able to hone in on. And that is a special gift, whether it's from the other side of the veil or whether it's just sitting on the other side of the microphone.
Oh, my goodness. There's so much more to come. It's The Charms of Vera McNichol with Ron Kennel and special guests on hand. What time is the event on Saturday for those that have tickets?
The event is at 2 o'clock
on Saturday.
Yeah. Now, you know, part of it includes the admission to the museum. So people are welcome to come early, check out all the great exhibits at the museum. We will open the doors at 1 o'clock. Yes, but it is sold out. We're so sorry. But we will be in touch with the people on the waiting list no matter what. We've got your email when we plan the next couple of events.
All right.
Thank you so much for taking an interest in this story.
And how can people reach out, Ron, if they want to get in touch, if they've got stories they want to contact you? What's the best way?
Gosh, that would be amazing. I look forward to the deluge. You can reach me at ronkennel@yahoo.ca. That's yahoo.ca.
Perfect. And, of course, Kelly, Stratford Perth Museum, there's the website, all the socials if folks want to reach out. And lots coming up in the new year, for sure.
Thanks you so bet. Much, Jamie.
Kelly and Ron, thanks so much. And great success with the charms of Vera McNichol. Thank you so much.